Hello to listener James again. Just recording something about, just some reflections from my point of view about the reporting of the goings on over the past few days, most notably in foreign countries, because the images have been stark and they focused on the riots in Salford and London and Birmingham and Bristol. And I'm wondering if actually they've got the wrong impression of this green and pleasant land, especially listening to Radio Kate's audio booze about what the communities are doing to get together, to work things out afterwards, to sort out the place they live and the place they love. And I think that's not going to get reported in the foreign press. And what it's doing is it's giving us a bad name, much as soccer hooliganism did in the last decade and the decade before. It's a very small number of people who are dragging the UK down. Obviously, that's not something that can be brought up in court. And it's only to be fair, only fair that, you know, news agencies like Reuters would report on a growing situation. But, I mean, this goes back to my issue with news as it happens. News is worth nothing without the context. And only through almost historical analysis and mixing it up with the sociology and psychology of an era and a location, do you get the real context behind what happened and why. And it doesn't focus on the spectacular, but of course also on what happened as a result of it. And the result of it is people started talking to each other. They got their brooms out. They made tea for the police. And I think a lot of good can be come out of it. Now, I don't want to forget the poor innocent people who lived in the flats above the shops that were set fire to, who are now homeless. And they are a real concern, but plenty is being done to help them. And on the scale of international disasters, comparing what happened in London, which was owing to the mindless few, to the ferocity of nature. Because let's face it, what happens actually, although it's criminal, is still part of nature. It is the animal instinct of humanity, which we thought had been civilized out of us, emerging, running riot like wild dogs. Wild dogs, which we would consider pests, I guess. But the greater historical context of it, I think, will come clear over the next little while. And I hope that people who have the ability to foster change will reflect on it, rather than the news, rather than the spectacle. And we don't have knee-jerk reactions. Yes, I've seen a petition about the people who were caught on camera or convicted of these things should have their benefits cut. Yes, I did sign it. I don't regret it, because I don't regret anything. But I wonder if there are better things that can be done. And I think we've all... That's the other thing, of course. It's all made us think. And it's all made us, hopefully, get a wider context on what's happening and why. So, you know, yes, it was bad. And I wonder if the bad stuff was what was reported and sent around the world. But quite a lot of good can come out of this. And let's hope it does. I'm off to work now. Have a lovely day. Have a peaceful day. Without too many lorries and motorbikes. Bye for now.